With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has been meeting with the National Security Council. The United States says it is not involved in Israel's military strikes against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Israel took unilateral action against Iran and that Israel advised the U.S. that it believed the strikes were necessary for its self-defense. In a statement released by the White House, Rubio said, "We are not involved in strikes against Iran and our top priority is protecting American forces in the region." Rubio also warned Iran not to target U.S. interests or personnel. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Israel's military said about 200 aircraft were involved in the initial attack on about 100 targets in Iran. Among those killed were three of Iran's top military leaders. President Trump had urged Iran to reach a deal with Washington on its nuclear program, warning on his Truth Social platform that Israel's attacks will only get worse. California Senator Jose Padilla is accused, or is being criticized, rather, for causing a disruption during a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in Los Angeles. Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Barrasso says Padilla should have been on Capitol Hill, not interrupting the press conference where he was handcuffed and forcibly removed. Barrasso told reporters Padilla was wrong to travel to Los Angeles, quote, to go try to make a spectacle of himself. Observers say Democrats are planning to increase their protest this weekend, hoping to use any reaction or overreaction by law enforcement as ammunition against President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 484 points, the Nasdaq down 107. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is opening another abortion center.
It will be located in Maine, and it will dispense abortion pills to women in states where the procedure is banned. The Satanic Temple calls abortion a, quote, religious ritual, and is vowed to promote it in all 50 states, especially the pro-life ones. It has already opened clinics in New Mexico and Virginia. Statistics show that a majority of the abortions that take place in this country now are carried out by the use of abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist delegates to the just-concluded annual meeting overwhelmingly endorsed banning same-sex marriage. The SBC resolution says America's lawmakers have a duty to pass bills that reflect the truth of creation and natural law about marriage, sex, human life, and family, and to oppose laws contradicting what God has made plain through nature and scripture. This is SRN News. A California-based company plans to build its first manufacturing plant for a next-generation passenger jet in central North Carolina.
If successful, the Jet Zero project will create more than 14,500 jobs in a decade. Governor Josh Stein calls it the largest job commitment in North Carolina history. Jet Zero plans to build the plant at Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro. Jet Zero already has conditional jet purchase agreements with some airlines. The announcement comes with lots of economic incentives that would extend into the 2060s. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And former Congressman Billy Long of Missouri confirmed to lead the Internal Revenue Service. That's an agency he once sought to abolish. Long's confirmation on a 53-44 Senate vote Thursday gives the IRS a permanent commissioner. More details at srnnews.com.